This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
So there's been a lot with the Spurs over the last couple of weeks. Greg Popovich had some really cool comments over the weekend about LeBron James and where LeBron James is as a superstar, as a leader, as a role model for young people, and then the Kawhi Leonard situation. So Bruno Passos covers the Spurs for Pounding the Rock, SB Nation, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Bruno, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Doing all right, Matt. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. All right, so I guess from a Spurs fan perspective, this has been a very different year. One that's been sort of some controversies that we aren't used to hearing from a Spurs organization, coaches, players, and whatnot. What has this year been like to cover, and what do you think of this version of the Spurs in 2017-2018?
Yeah, you're really you're correct there to start things off. It's been a really strange year. If you sort of are looking at the team right now, it depends on what you're looking at to get a feel for it. If you're looking at the standings, you're seeing a team that's 36-25, fifth best record in the NBA, still third in the West. But if you're looking at, say, just the team on Twitter, you're getting a completely other feel for it, which is it's still a relatively old team now with Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely, showing signs of this uncharacteristic level of dysfunction, throws a bit of long-term uncertainty into the air. So it's been a bit of a mixed bag, new experience for most Spurs fans.
It's interesting when you learn about the LaMarcus Aldridge situation and the fact that he asked for a trade, and Greg Popovich was pretty open about that and kind of told that story to the media. And then we get to the Kawhi Leonard situation, and it seems like there's a lot less willingness to talk about what really is going on. Did you guys find that to be kind of weird, where they were open about one situation and been pretty closed up about another?
Yes and no. I think first you have to look at it as Kawhi and LaMarcus being two very different people, and having two sort of very different situations right now. LaMarcus was much more about fit, and him approaching a different stage in his career, joining a new team. And with Kawhi, it seems to be first and foremost about his health and just the sort of slight discord and uncertainty on where that stands and the best next path to go.
How big was the win yesterday from a team perspective to go on a 16-0 run and beat the defending Eastern Conference champs, the Cavaliers, on their home court?
It was much needed, especially coming off of Greg Popovich's comments on, this is who we are moving forward. This is the roster that we have. This is who we'll be for the foreseeable future. So with that, for them to go out with that team and take on a Cavaliers team that, has had some new life breathed into it recently as well, and put on such a strong showing, especially in the second half, it's good. It's exactly what this team needs, and hopefully in the final 21 games or so, they can continue along with that sort of execution and getting contributions from these other peripheral players that are going to have to step up now.
Bruno, it's funny because ESPN Stats and Info put out the stat that LeBron James now is 13-14 when he goes head-to-head against the Spurs. I mean, he only has a losing record against the Rockets, the Nuggets, and the Spurs. What does Greg Popovich, what does he do differently in your mind to slow down LeBron James?
That's a good question. I think I don't think he would be, saying he's doing anything really all that special. It's just relative to most other teams, the Spurs have had the talent to at least try and match up, and guys like Kawhi Leonard and almost perennially a strong defense to try and slow him down, but that's remarkable. 13-14, I wasn't aware of that. And it just shows that the Spurs have been able to match up with most teams, I'd say, pretty well. I'm not sure if there's anything specific to LeBron, who's found ways to remain effective and sort of evolve his game as time's gone on.
Bruno Passos covers the Spurs for Pounding the Rock, SB Nation site, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. So the Kawhi Leonard situation is not resolved. According to Greg Popovich, the player can choose when he wants to come back and whether or not he wants to play through injury. What has been the response from your readers, from Spurs fans, when Popovich pretty much put this on Kawhi, saying he's been cleared to play? If he doesn't want to play, that's up to him.
Yeah, it's a challenge, I think, for fans to really get a read on. You know, we're in the sort of 2018 news cycle age where we're needing to get analysis and post-analysis and reactions to these stories. And right now we don't really know how much of the story we know beyond the hearsay and conjecture and things that have kind of leaked out through the organization. I think it just comes down to this idea that it's a weird place now for all of us. You have at the core of this, not your average athlete, not someone who's open to the media, bit insulated. And then you have these little tidbits that are leaking out. And it's it makes for some fans, a bit of impatience for fans of a team that have generally not seen this kind of discord between player and team. And so I think the real thing is just taking a step back and waiting for actual facts to unfold. There was a recent story by a San Antonio Express news writer, Mike Finger, who said that now is probably the ideal time for Kawhi Leonard to step up and clear the air, which mm-hmm. is not really a thing that's characteristic of him as a figure, but that might be sort of what everyone needs right now to put the pressure a bit off the team and for things to just sort of be laid out clearly as possible.
It's such a weird thing because Kawhi is the perfect Spur, the most unlikely of superstars, a guy who fits everything that Greg Popovich loves in a player. And now this is the guy they're having a problem with, and this is the guy who apparently has ill feelings towards his franchise. I think you're right about that. I think it's a great point to make that it is time for Kawhi to talk. How much pressure is out there for Kawhi to talk, and are you surprised or do you expect to hear from him directly on this topic before the year's out?
It's really hard to say. Again, he is such a sort of unique person. If anyone who's seen an interview with him, he keeps his answers as short as literally possible, because he doesn't really like to show reveal his sort of emotional hand on things or give people too much to really bite into in terms of a narrative or a story. Do I expect it to happen? Typically, no. But the Spurs seem to be doing what they can to try and stay in front of the story. Mm-hmm. We saw Greg Popovich make himself available to the media kind of during the All-Star, at the end of the All-Star break, and clear the air and say that, that we don't expect Kawhi back exactly the season, or I'd be surprised to. And I think it's the team trying to, stay around the story and not let the news cycle kind of get carried away. So if I think they would maybe like Kawhi to speak. I don't know if he's going to, though.
Do you expect him to play again this season?
I'm going into it expecting no. I think the statements that Pop made about, there's only 23 games left, this is who we are, I see that as sort of an organizational embrace of realistic expectations going into for the rest of the season. I know that there was in the Jabari Young story, San Antonio Express News as well, saying that Kawhi has not given up on this season. He'd still potentially eyeing a return within the next month. I would probably take the more conservative outlook now and say that this is who the Spurs are kind of heading into the playoffs, hopefully.
How frustrating is that, if that's true, if Kawhi is not going to play for the rest of the year? How frustrating from a fan perspective, just from his teammate perspective, knowing that doctors have cleared him, yet he's not coming back?
Some fans are definitely frustrated. You've seen people sort of make comparisons to the Derrick Rose situation of 2012-2013, where he was similarly cleared and didn't have that sort of didn't feel safe enough within his own body to go out and do it. And then you have other fans who are sort of seeing this swoon in the team's record that they're not used to. The Spurs have had a long-standing track record of 50-plus win seasons, and that's in jeopardy. There's as tight as the playoff race right now is, who knows where the seeding is going to shake out. So there's definitely some frustration on that end, but I think most people are still looking at this in the longer term. What does this mean for Kawhi Leonard in the summer of 2019 when he can opt out and become a free agent? These are the short term questions and the long term questions, and I think people are still trying to reconcile that with, given that we still don't know exactly what's going on. So it's a frustrating time for fans.
Bruno, I'll get you out here on this. What is the ceiling for this team in your mind? How deep do you see this team going in the postseason?
Without Kawhi Leonard.
Yes, without Kawhi.
I'd say getting into the second round and then up in the air from there. We saw them sort of overachieve in the Rockets series, even with an injured Kawhi Leonard. So I think, you know, this team maxed out could get into that Western Conference playoffs, but I think or finals. But I'd say a second round exit is probably the most realistic feeling right now.
Bruno, good stuff today. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
That is Bruno Passos, Pounding the Rock, covering the Spurs for us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's got to be a real frustration. If you're a Spurs fan, your superstar is cleared to play and he doesn't play, you have to wonder, does he want to be here? And I think from a Kawhi Leonard standpoint, he does have to talk at some point. He does have to explain what's going on. The fact that he hasn't sat down with like a Rachel Nichols or somebody at ESPN and just to kind of say, hey, I'm not going to do a press conference, but I'll do a one-on-one to get my side of this out there to talk about where I am. I love San Antonio, or, you know, I'm frustrated with the organization, or I'm healthy or I'm not healthy or whatever. Like, we just don't know. All we have is Pop saying, I don't think Kawhi's coming back this year. That's it. That's kind of like, wow, that's wild. All right, next. An NBA coach has a very, very rough opinion of the NCAA. We'll get to that audio next. SB Nation Radio.